Hello, this is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. And we have many things to discuss this evening. What I was going to do is a lot out of my journal. And something that my mother taught me, I want to discuss that. I want to discuss several things. I would be glad to take some call-ins. Let me give the phone numbers out right now. It's on the main page. If you can see, there's a TV station on the main page, but if you look beside there or just go to station one where you're at, because that's where you're at, the call-in numbers are 877-876-5227. That's USA only. Toll-free is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Now, my first line of being is I want to say that thank you so much to BBS Radio and to all the active listeners and to all the hosts. We have great hosts on the show that some of them use TVs and some of us use this voice like this, but don't hesitate to look around and check out everybody because everybody's got a message out there. And before I start with anything that's going to be from my heart, I have a conversation with my Lord, and I began with turning my will and my life and my thoughts over to Him and asking for the full armor to be placed upon me, the holy angels to be placed in front, behind, and surround me, and prosperities. And I just ask to be filled with the Spirit as a vessel to be used for Him and all the entities that come through Him to me. And anything that He lays on my heart for others that need to know, that I can relay back a message. This is how I go about getting messages for others. And the message that I relay to you are not my words. They're wisdom speaking through me from my higher power, which I choose to call Jesus Christ. And with that being said, I want to talk about cycles. In many ways, if we think about it, the cycles that we have per se come from our personality. And with the cycles being so predominant with the ocean, God's source power is the first day of creation. As you know, there was all, in all creation, there was just the heavens, the stars, the earth. Then there became, for the earth, there was made the waters and the seas. So the source for the earth, to me, this is my perception, is coming from the sea, the ocean, the salt. You hear it could take sea salt and cleanse with, and the wonderful things that BBS Radio has on their, one of their things that they sell is the ocean, ocean water stuff. It's on promotion one, if you go and look at that. Everything comes from the ocean. And if you often think for the cycles of the moon, it brings the waves up and down. That's how strong the currents of the energies are in the cosmos. And with us being so much like that, the motions and emotions and our personalities stem from cycles. With the cycles that we have, I'm not reading anything right now, I'm just talking because it's just kind of coming to me as I'm just trying to grasp what I want to tell you guys about, the active listeners and the listening audience, is that personality and the self is what is the root of a lot of hardships and a lot of problems that we have because we don't understand the self. And with the stages of the self, there's personalities, there's characteristics. My mother taught me Tim LaHaye's characteristics, which were phlegmatic, sanguine, choleric, and melancholy. We all are made up of different types of personalities of such. Say, take my personality. I'm going to give you an example. I've got a lot of choleric in me, which is headstrong, strong-willed, and it's all about, let me get to his page. I'm going to just search, I'm just going to search him a second, because his temperaments are so good that I don't want to miss out on anything telling you guys. But the four temperaments are, like my choleric temperament, it helps me a lot, but it's my weak point as well because it's very aggressive. It's quick to anger. It's very strong-willed, very confident, very active and optimistic, and it can be inconsiderate at times. However, that's only a portion of me, like an eighth of me. My sanguine temperament is very strong and out there. I never meet a stranger. I'm usually very cheerful and friendly. I'm always talkative, very lively. I do get restless at times if I'm not very busy. I like to stay busy. Almost don't ever like to even go to sleep because I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. Because when I'm going to sleep, I meditate, and meditation is not relaxation, as we all know. It's an awareness that leads to the control of our own mind, setting ourselves up into the side effects of relaxation. So sanguines are self-centered, though, and unpredictable. Okay, so you have that. So you see, I'm not all of the choleric, and I'm not all of the sanguine. I know I'm not self-centered, and but I am unpredictable. And on the choleric side, I'm not very quick to anger. I'll let someone push me all the way into a corner before I strike out really, really hard, so then that becomes aggressiveness. And I am very considerate. So I don't have all of the temperament of that characteristic inside of me. Now, melancholy, I have a lot of melancholy, which is very sensitive, analytical. Boy, am I analytical. I love to analyze. I'm not perfectionistic, but that's a trait of a melancholy. Unsociable is a trait of a melancholy, and I'm not unsociable. Moody, I'm not moody, and rigid. But see, I only have the sensitive and analytical part of the melancholy, and I'm melancholy. Now, phlegmatic, they are very laid back and easygoing, very calm, dependable, efficient, very, so very easygoing and passive, very passive. I was married to one that's trait characteristic was phlegmatic, very strong, and very stubborn, and like a lazy cat. But you see, we're made up like if you split open an orange and you have all of these temperaments inside, but you have this certain one that make up the other. So with that being said, that is what I mean by the characteristics of a personality. What we need to do is harness the personality and get it under control so the root of the evilness of ourselves, which the root to me of all evil is money, can be under control and we can self-actualize. Now with self-actualizing, you know that is the one thing that I did do in school, which was the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and that is the definite thing that we all are striving for, which is the psychological needs. If you make a triangle and write this on paper, then you can better see it. It's the psychological needs, It's the safety knee. It's the love knee. It's the, let's see, the self-esteem knee, the seam knee, yeah. And then it becomes the self-esteem. So, what I want to say there is that, the psychological needs, the body needs, that the body needs water, food, oxygen. Oh, let me interrupt a minute. Ashley, my daughter, I'm talking to my daughter a minute. Ashley, you don't need to call in because I'm going to continue working. And Angela, you can call in at any time. I know you were going to call in tonight. And Kimberly wanted me to give you all a message to state Medicine Walker that she doesn't have her computer, but she's with y'all in love. I know I'm stopping a minute. Call them for station identification. And who else has a message up? Oh, I had prayer requests. I'm going to stop a minute and give prayer requests. It's a prayer request for my nieces that's helping me design my house and decorate the house that my mother and father let me live in for lifetime life. Is her father-in-law is very sick with a blood clot in his leg, and he's got cut from the top of his leg to the bottom of his ankle. And we need, I would love a prayer to go out for John. And Jennifer's dad. And there's prayer for my daughter's dog, Bella Boo Boo. Little Bella Boo Boo has been having seizures, life threatening seizures, and the little dog is only 3 pounds. There's prayer requests to go out to Kimberly again, and her home and her mother. Her mother's very ill. There's prayer requests to go out to Jan, as she continues school and is working on her degree to better herself and to better others and to be a nurse and her daughter. There's a prayer request out for Coffee Bean and her new move. And there's a prayer request out for Angela and the situation that she's going through. And there, all the prayer requests are sent out to her. And I want to put in a prayer request that my mother stays balanced and well, and all of my family members, and all the members of the family that are yes, great, yes. And I just think out the most immense love and abundance that all the prayers of each person and my Uncle Ronnie, music, and all prayers of peace. The new president deals with this part, does a good job for us, and that everybody supports the guest. Thank you. Okay, now getting back. The next need after safety needs is love needs. I want to discuss some love needs. Love needs include the feeling of belonging, acceptance of one's peers, recognition, and acceptance of accepted members of a group. As you know, in a group, it starts with the dyad, which is you and me, just like I am talking to just one person right now and me. That's a dyad. And then CBS Radio opens up the internet waves of communication, and we become a triad. That's three people, that's Don and Seth and me being able to talk together. And then they open up the communication waves by putting me on the air, and that's like a whole group of people become a community. So the communities are what are actually doing in common. Giving and receiving friendship and affection relations is the depth of our seeing. And with my seeing, I'm talking about confidence, knowledge, the thoughts, the possibilities in every day, and the doers that I think, independent, that means I need to find my boundaries as well, status of who I am, recognition of myself first, and then others recognize what I see feel about myself, appreciation of myself and appreciation from others, and respect, tribute to my self-confidence and the self. Then there's self-actualization. It's doubtful that one ever achieves all that which he or she makes. The feelings of these responsibilities are responsibility, importance, challenge, advancement, and new experience and opportunity for growth. They constitute self-esteem. What we do is we go up and down, my blood, heart of need. One day we might physical needs to be met, or we need food, or we can't breathe, or we need rest. Just the basic psychological needs, something red. Something that becomes very important. It takes our focus. And the next thing, we might accomplish that and give their safety for someone that's emotionally hurt, emotionally draining, or even physically draining. Then we have our financial safety. And with our financial safety and stability of the car, which is protected against the free threat and deprivation, who don't want to be worked about all that because of thinking of that. So, that's why I always stay in the moment. If we stay in the moment, the stuff that stays. And with that said, I move to the state self. Now with the state self, there's 7 stages that I put that on the Western view, which is a very good step to be. And, you know, it's just like we all know that I can come from an end and start out. And as I had on my very first shows, I say, the soul was like, which God gave us as his own soul that was given to us. And also, you think of the soul vehicle, which stops me for a moment to tell you what one of my friends called Ellie Crystal. She was telling me about that whatever I bought car is what my cat is bought. And it's very ironic because I've been down with my hip and my leg, which is much better, by the way. But what's so fun is my battery. My phone went dead while I was down for the same amount of time. That was just so far. Her words. And I'll get whatever you have. And how you treat it, very heavy. Remember, a bright light has on it. Everyone is bright. Everyone is alive. And everyone is a pass on working with what. And so, I'm going back for my for that as my regular audience as back around because it is about the round of the that's a little close to a key for or I'm back on track the first thing. Okay, now instead of this, okay, here we are again. And then that sparked the doubt. And then that went down. The interactive spirit. And there comes the soul vehicle. Okay? Now with that being said, then the economic world, the sub world, and the material, vegetable, animal, human kingdom, you know, all that galaxy space, threefold is the body of. You remember my talking about passion is reason of meaning, and reason of meaning is purpose, and purpose is purpose of choice, and choice is that of free will, and that we come into this life with only a few things given to us. That are made to us, and that is free stuff to reproduce and to breathe. The rest is it makes that's called part of the other month. We'll place some things along the way. When we're speaking up, because if you ask a lot of questions, with all the answers, you get more. The understanding to get the now with that said God the final self is the root of which comes in but then always comes to the next step. It says that the soul is the true nature. The soul is made aware of the divine by every act of self-control. Now, I don't normally look up other things to do my shows on, but it's about something because it makes people wonder where. I know I get my work from the Lord, but also I need to start thinking about it. Understand? So I came across the seven page man notepad that was in my desktop. And it says that, that in moments of divine awakening, I know that I'm not the brain, this heart, these nerves, and all their thoughts and passions. I'm a spectator in the mind of the isn't it? Watching the games and the conflict. That reminds me of what I said where we're so quick to rent space in our head from other people getting on our mind. You know, if someone occupies my mind, another human being or an object or a situation or whatever, if I'm not centered and if I'm not in the moment, not saying that I don't need the planet, because I see that stay on that planet, that action plan. But don't give keys to letting people take my power, because actually I'm powerless over that person. I can't make it, they can't, not control control. Control is just that, make miserable by the person, because then they're out of control themselves. That's why they're trying to control another person. But what I'm getting at is that looking in the mirror at myself, like I did the other day, I just stopped and looked at it. You know, it's really odd I'm not getting any calls at all because people said that they were off. And they just called me a few minutes ago telling me to stop. I wonder if I'm going to stop again. Huh. Just a moment. Well, I can't afford it, buddy. I'm going to just do a meditation. Breathe. Y'all can meditate with this song. Breathe in for my hello, and the other number is 888-815-975. Now I did a little up there for a second. Make you wonder what was going on, what was happening. I did a little spot meditation. Now, I'm going to give you a structured brief and process for the specific cult study, which today's exercise will be in cognitive. So, this is brought to you by my meditation, which I just did, and we tune into purpose. And listening to what passes through and become aware of internal conflict. That's what it seems like everybody out there listening is doing. They're listening to internal conversation. They're not attention. The inner dialogue, the endless stream of things, planting things to someone's or what. And in tune to its commentary is what really happens as a result. Missing the moment. Think of this. There's a crack. An incident. A break. But it's not set aside and immobilized for the proper length of time. Then the crack is pressed and get weak. And get damaged beyond repair. It's a little crack or a little break situation tonight's show. I could feel it in the air. Don't know what it is. But I'll start centering myself on it and just allow my spirit to just start talking about it if that's what needs to be. Is a crack or a break. Hardships come about. Hardships that are on someone's mind. Weighing out the consequences and the moves that are about to take place. I see the color yellow with some gray in it. Wishing and wanting. And a desire, a lot of dreams happening. However, they're looking outside, but inside the box, this particular person I'm speaking of. The personality is wavering back and forth lately. It wavers back and forth, and it can't find its balance. Something's upset this person, and it forgot the reason that it was upset in the first place, or why. Or Yellow is a good color. Yellow is very good in the bright and the warmth of the sun. This person is like the warmth of the sun. However, if you get too much sun, you can get sunburned by this person's personality. However, if you stay in your place, you stay easy and calm with this person, then you will get another golden tan, or you'll just get the warmth of the sun. The gray that I see is actually a stripe through the yellow. And in that being said, a little white on the edge of it, like a ribbon. There is no black there. So the gray matter is like, is only seeing things from both sides. However, sees a little sprinkle of white. And in the little sprinkle of white, the white stretches in a straight line. No matter which way or angle you turn it, it's two white streams of light on both sides of the gray that are equal and infinity ends of it. That's pretty good. This person as well is searching for the reason of meaning of his purpose of choice. I said, yes, I don't read pentacles, I never do, because I believe people are balanced inside with their yin. And the other thing that I see that this person is very productive and strong and feels that they've been taken for granted. However, they haven't, because they've come out on top. They always do. It's like a cat that lands on its feet all the time. Or like kicking the cat. It always comes out in the proper way. I also see seven lives. That goes along with the cat having seven lives. Cat is a strong, strong, strong entity. A cat can be like a cobra. Why did I say cobra? Ooh, let me see what that means. Because I was going to say cougar or panther, but it came out cobra. Cobra is a snake that flares out at its neck, but can be controlled with the rhythms of a flute or a melody. That at the pyramid, Ra. I hear the word Ra. Ra. Wow, that was a trip. I rose above that with that person needed to get a little rise up out of the way. Was kind of like in here, not in my boundaries, but just really need to hear something I can say. I can continue reading this person, or I can go on about my business, do another thing. They argue the point. The light, the dark. And life, the death. They're seeing both opposite ends of every season. They're seeing the movement of the seesaw moving up and down, keeping everything balanced at one time. Kind of like I'm seeing now, been in place on a stick. A whole bunch of them at one time, like an old show that used to do that for magic. Very, 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 very well. I see a butterfly. I see a very, very bright golden butterfly. I see a rise. It's rising up, upward and upward. I see themselves all full. I see the seashells and the tent of the shells. I see the longing to just take a break, take a clean break. So they are a homebody. They want to get out and get their different things. They don't know if they can let go of whatever they're holding on, like a business or family matter or whatever. Take a break from themselves to walk along the ocean. Misunderstood in a conversation, or misunderstood or misled. But that snake keeps coming back. The snake can represent many things. It can represent the shedding of one's skin, cleansing. It can represent temptation things. It can represent the balancing of the body. It can represent the practice of just different types of medicines, herbal medicines, or something that's bothering someone's stomach. Or something's bothering someone's stomach, and they're trying to balance it. They don't know what it is about pineapple juice, but I hear pineapple juice. I don't know what that means. Even a pulp in the pulp. Now, if you look at a pineapple, it has many triangles inside of triangles inside of triangles on the outside. And there you have Egypt as well. This person is very connected to Egypt. Pineapple, welcome. They're very welcoming. And they also have always wanted to know these things, just didn't know who to go to or to ask. The other question being, is their favorite color? It's not brown per se, but it's a red. It's a brownish red. It's almost like I want to say dried blood, but I don't want to use that word. But that's what it is. That's their favorite color. It has a little golden hue to it, and you know who I'm talking about, because y'all are this person's tapping into me. And so I'm just giving you your own reading since you're not calling in. Your personality is a very cleric person, very strong-willed and headstrong, holds their own. It gets you to where you need to be. Very sensitive, very heartfelt, very loving and joyous, very sanguine, never meets a stranger, always on the go, has his beliefs and doesn't want to break them, doesn't go along with the norm, sticks out in front of everyone with the different changes, trends before the trends change, and then the trends become, doesn't have very much phlegmatic in them at all, not a very laid-back person, but can get that way if need be. I'm feeling a little heaviness in my chest, like a choked up feeling. The sensitivity has come about because it's tamped in on this person's self. And it's recognized in a variety of ways. It's very satisfying and very spiritual growth. The materialistic viewpoint, however, is flying outside of themselves and an open-end question. The question that they're wanting to ask me is the stage. Who is on the stage? Who is on the stage? The human stage, behind the scenes, feels like that they are not on a stage per se anymore. Okay, I understand now. Okay, the vehicle is being brought back up. All right, and also a journey in supreme knowledge. And now it's time for rest. and come back. Thank you for allowing me to share, and thank you for trusting me with your energies. And I won't say your name because you haven't let me see who your name is. You're cloaking, so I just know that energy is a different feeling than it usually has, but it has a familiarity to it. Now, what I want to tell you, the listening audience, is something that I wrote one time, how you can manifest. Now, I was just broken up with my husband, and so I was asking God, I said, would you just reveal to me in a dream my soulmate? And so I wrote this. Listen up. Tune in. My little reading is about to begin. It starts. Dreaming of a soulmate and asking God to reveal and when and where and how and what he looks like. He placed a vision inside my head as I felt it in my heart. He'll be coming to North Carolina around June of 93. This vision of a man I prayed for, another soulmate, you will let me see. I closed my eyes and searched as I prayed to God out loud. And I asked God questions about him. And all the while, and knew the winds where and some of the house. When he arrives in North Carolina, will he be feeling all alone by leaving all that he knew and grew up with in New Jersey of his home where he is moving, where he belongs? As God showed me this in a vision, I felt it in my heart. What is this imagine of the space that it looked like? I knew the uniqueness of him right away. I knew my spirit would be able to tell him first. His physical distractions that made up him were what God showed me through though I already had wished for in the exact features in childhood when my spirit's memory I felt his familiarity and knew this to be true. It was pretty good. I saw in my mind's vision, as I felt in my heart, what this man, my soulmate, looked like, although the picture was a side view of him sitting to his right. I began with his head, long curly, long black curly, just black, dark hair, pulled back, marked making ringlets, each curl intention by habit be there. His skin wasn't light colored, nor was it very dark. The tone was a more golden, like from Spain, where his ancestors did start. With a forehead that spoke through expressions and emotions he felt, making the dark skinned eyebrows dance, causing his chocolate almond shaped eyes to melt. Right in the middle, starting at the bridge, was his mysterious roundness, the combining of his unique features of where his nose rose. The molded crease indentation connecting his nose to his lips, the tiny curve in the middle of his upper lips. Now, y'all got to remember, I am manifesting this in my dream with God. A thick, full bottom lip made just right for his smile. A tiny, small scar just above his left lip line, right where he blew a trumpet for a while. His bottom lip curved downward towards his chin, ending his face, straight into a curved roundness, not a feature out of place.
Sitting on top of his smooth black wave of hair, I saw a long shaped right side of his ear. With deep crevices and curves down to the low, he had 7 earrings that pierced his ears to wear. Not tacky or shabby, this person went, it was his look, all a part of his uniqueness, the polished finishing touches it took. The last part I saw of him was his shoulders that were round and full. A black and white shirt was worn, and a turquoise boa representing me strong as bull. Of course, you being God and loving me so good, you opened up my future's pages just like I believed you could. See, God let me get to see this because I didn't know. God told me to wait for a relationship. He'll need you as a friend at first when he arrives. He needs 1 year to grow and reap what he sows for his rewards to be before the soulmate in your relationship, or it won't survive. After my vision, 1 year later, at the end of June, while sitting in a chair in such a room that there was a meeting of a man I had envisioned, just walked right in there. He took his seat right beside me. As I tried not to stare, I offered him some chocolate. I knew that he knew when my eyes looked. He knew, as I knew, with his glare. He wore exactly what I envisioned, his features all the same. He shared where he was from, and I brought him here and why he had come. All right. All the answers, all the right answers, what was told to me about him, the hows, wheres, whens, and whys, and all there in front of me to see now, as God reminded me of the years to pass by. Our paths didn't cross each other's for about another month or two, and then in the passing brief time, it was obvious that he grew. About a week later on a Sunday, I saw him at a shop once again. And all through that, looking and staring at me, the final question of him asking me out began. He told me while talking, you seem so familiar to me. I seem to know you from somewhere. Where do you think it could be? I responded with confidence. We were in a dream together last year. I told him about his family and friends. The dream told me even what he would wear. And I shared some more information with him. And he was shocked and still could not stop with his stare. The look of amazement on his face. Him listening, I said, it's all God. It's a God thing. I told him that God's plan was waiting, that he needed a year of growth and to get settled in North Carolina for their words it will bring. Please let me have your number so we can continue this talk, this interesting talk, just the same. I refused to give him my number, and when he asked me out, he kept insisting while we started to walk. I still wouldn't shout it out. As we reached for my car, he's still saying, I just need to get in touch with you somehow. Please let me call you, but I don't want a relationship right now at this time, because we will be through. Not even your phone number so that we can talk. I'm not asking for a relationship, just to be friends. And then I thought. And then I remembered God saying to me, when he arrives, he'll be lonely and your friendship will begin. Right when I talked about home, I couldn't help but think, as I settled into my bed, I got out last year's journal entries and flipped back to June of 93 and read. I started writing in my present journal, questioning what I had read, and then this chance of faith to my thoughts and prayers away. While I was sitting, my answers, my spirits remembered this feeling wide awake. It is faith. A peaceful feeling came over me as I began to accept what I knew to be true. So I wrote down in my journal and turned off my light. Deep in my heart, I already knew. While laying in the dark stillness, I thought about earlier that night, also remembering so vividly in my mind last year's prayer and vision being so right. Then my thoughts started drifting and remembering all of the years I've lived before now, all the past hurts of not trusting, hoping this will be different somehow. The silence of my dreams was interrupted by the ringing of a phone. A voice said, "Do you know who this is?" I fell right away from his tone. "Really, I hope it's not too late to call. There's something I want to say. I enjoyed talking with you tonight. You're different in an interesting way. I was wondering about some things you said and how you know some things about me. I've never shared those things about myself here, and I don't understand how this could be." So we went back inside. So when we went back inside and sat where we sat at the door, they were locked. And I said, "Wait, we'll exchange our phone numbers," as we told the last one out loud to lock the church's gate. I explained to you briefly and earlier and told you that we were in a dream. It was when I was praying to God back last year in June of 93. He told me about your family and friends, when we would meet, to where we would come from, describing you exactly, even you would what you would wear, telling me about you to come back up and what I said, and then some. It's all written down in my journal, but there's things I don't want you to do. It's best that we can see. Do you know of other things? Can you do this all the time? I only know what God wants to do, places the dreams in my mind. Tell me something else like this. Very interesting to know. I answered, I only tell what God wants me to. These dreams are not put on for show. Well, how did you learn to do this stuff? Are you a psychic or something like that? No, I said. God gave me a gift of discernment. It's not mind reading, pulling stuff out of the past. I'm a born-again Christian. Christ died on the cross. He's the Son of God, our Father. Believing in Him, life never ends. And that's why I stopped in that journal. I did meet this guy. He is the part, the reason that I wrote the book Coming out of the Forest, The Million Mile Journey, because we did go our separate ways. And he was on Good Morning America. He played with Brett Savage, was his best friend. And he had a bird named Buddha, 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 Buddha. And his name was Ron. And he went and moved to California. And if you're listening out there, Ron, don't think of y'all. He said maybe we'll be holding hands, going into the forest. He had to let that to learn in the forest. And maybe when we come out of the forest, we can find each other again and come back out. But he told me, I've always lived with my mom and dad. Then I was married for 22 years. And I need to be on my own and go into solitude and learn about love. And I can't thank you enough for that. And to all of you active listeners, and to all of you, and to the one that I read, right before I read this poem,
this little form. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for this time on the air. Thank you, Seth. And thank you, Donald. And thank you, Doug. And thank you all, active listeners. And remember, stay in the moment. Stay in the moment. And love. And remember, blessed humans, when you begin to speak a person's name or mouth or thought, always bless it. Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, over and out. I'm off the air.